right, let's bring it down a little bit. This is going to be another amazing show, I hope. Every show is different here on Time Won't Let Me with DJ Barrister. And this time, well, we're going back to the late 50s, mostly early 60s, mid-60s for a lot of, I guess the best way to call it is folk pop. There's a bunch of different names that goes to some of this music. It was a lot of stuff on the AM radio dial back in the 60s, you know. A lot of bands like the, you know, the Searchers and the, I'm going to start naming all the bands I'm going to play today, but, you know, it's the Serendipity players or singers. It's the Pozo Seco singers. It's the new Christy Minstrels. It's not all that folky stuff like they made fun of in the Mighty Wind movie. It's a lot of stuff that kind of is on the border of pop and folk. And just a bunch of great, great songs. And that's what we're doing. A lot of English bands. A lot of stuff. Can you tell how well I'm prepared today? A little less than usual. But that won't stop me. I decided that improvising and winging it might be the best way to go. That way I tend not to be ready and to repeat myself. Anyway, stop it, Barry. Stop it. Okay, so anyway, behind me is the Bidu Orchestra doing Couldn't We Be Friends. Some of this stuff is kind of easy listening to. Easy listening meets folk, meets pop, meets soft rock. From the 60s. 2 hours of it. Can you fucking believe it? Can you believe that? All right. Anyway, let's start out with the Searchers, the Trogs, the Bo Brummels from San Francisco, the Shadows of Night from Chicago, Silky from England, and a whole lot more. So here we go with the Searchers. He said...
Just throw their dreams away and play at love. They give their love away to anyone who's There's no beginning, there'll be no end. Cause all my love, you can be found. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. So if you really love me, come on and let it show.
To hide your love away.
right. I told you it was going to be all over the place. Some of it's a little more pop and some of it's a little more folk. Yes, there are acoustic guitars and yes, there are tambourines. But some of the stuff I've been playing is just kind of pop radio from the 60s. But some of the stuff I'm going to be playing later is a little more country and some of it's a little bit more folky. But that's what we're doing today. And we just heard six real good ones. That, by the way, behind me is the Ray Conniff Orchestra doing Theme from a Summer Place. But here's another really good one. This is the Sunshine Company doing Back on the Street Again.
Let you hear this.
So, you know, some of this almost gets categorized as Baroque pop, and some of it's more like sunshine pop. It's really a lot of sweet music. A lot of it from England, a lot of it from California. Anyway, what we heard, we started out with the Searchers doing Don't Throw Your Love Away. Don't Throw Your Love Away. 1963, that was on the Pi label in the UK and the Cap label in America. It's actually the cover of an Orlon song, and that is produced by the great Tony Hatch. Next was the Trogs doing their greatest song, maybe their second greatest song, Love Is All Around. 1967, also on the Pi Records label. Pi Records had some amazing acts. I mean, they had everything from the Kinks to Donovan to Sandy Shaw and Petula Clark. And, I mean, both those tracks I just mentioned, The Searchers and The Trogs, both on Pi Records. Love Is All Around was written by Reg Presley. And that was kind of what you'd want to call Baroque. They call it Baroque pop. Next one was the Beau Brummels from San Francisco, California. The first of many, many great bands to come out of here. They were on the Autumn label, produced by Sly. Of Sly and the Family Stone, Sylvester Stone, written, sung by Ron Elliott, recorded at Golden State Recorders. The Beau Brummels, maybe one of the all-time great bands from San Francisco that do not get acknowledged nearly enough. After that was Shadows of Night doing Dark Side. That was the little more garage one. That's the B-side of Gloria on the Dunwich label out of, they were out of Chicago. Next was Silky doing You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. Yes, that did sound like the Beatles. It should. It was produced by John Lennon. And actually, that's Paul on guitar and George on tambourine. And they were signed by Brian Epstein to his NEMS Enterprises. And after that, we heard John and Robin and the In Crowd doing Do It Again, just a little bit slower, written by Wayne Carson, most famous for having done The Letter. And wow, that was off to a great start. So here we go with six more. You ready? William E., Sonny and Cher, The Seekers, The Pozo Seco Singers, Spanky and Our Gang, and Honeycomb, The Honeycombs. Here they come.
Listen, I know the pace. started to dance in my arms. She felt so exciting. And I couldn't resist just one little kiss, so inviting. Then I heard the guitar player say, "Vamos, man, here comes Jose." And I knew, yes, I knew I should leave. When I looked, the cafe was empty. Then I heard Jose say, "Man, you know you're in trouble plenty." So I dropped the drink from my hand, and through the window I ran. And as I ran away, I heard her say to Jose, "Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man. So big and so strong, come a little bit closer.
told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. Come right back, I just can't bear it. I've got to burn and I love to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. Oh yeah. Have I the right to touch you? If I could, you'd see how much you send those shivers running down my spine.
Okay, listen, people. Listen, people, to what I say. Hey, we heard a bunch of wonderful songs again, like I always play for you. First, we started out with William E. doing Lazy Life. Lazy Life was on Polydor Records, 1967. That's an obscure one. I forgot what William E.'s other names are, but he recorded under a number of names. After that was Sonny Cher doing Baby Don't Go. That was their second hit after I Got You, Babe. That was on the Reprise label, Warner Brothers and Sisters. The Seekers from Australia did You Know I'll Never Find Another You. That was 1964, recorded at Abbey Road. Pozo Seco Singers did Come a Little Bit Closer. You're My Kinda Gal. that's on... that was the band that Don Williams, the grizzly guy with the cowboy hat. From Corpus Christi, Texas. That was his first band. He sang backups on a bunch of stuff. And then after that was Spanky and Our Gang doing Lazy Day. They had a lot of songs with about the day Sunday. They did Sunday Will Never Be the Same, and they did Sunday Morning. This is a song called Lazy Day, apparently, possibly a Sunday. That was Spanky and Our Gang, oftentimes confused for the Mamas and the Papas. Anyway, it's Smokey McFarland, the lead singer of that band. After that was the Honeycombs doing Have I the Right. 1964, that was produced by Joe Meek. Joe Meek was a genius. He was kind of invented the whole idea of using the recording studio as an instrument. Taken a little further by Brian Eno, I have to say. Okay, so here we are. We're moving right along. That's Steve Marcus behind me doing the cover of Listen People, which is actually a Hermit's Hermit song. Well, it's actually a Graham Gouldman song that was recorded by Hermit's Hermits. And here we go. I'm just going to name who's coming up. Crispian St. Peter's, the Four Preps, the Brothers Four, the Sandpipers, Sutherland Brothers and Quiver, and Bobby Darin. Here we go.
Well, I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. I said, you were on my mind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. I said, just to ease my pain. I got trouble, so I got worries.
Santa Catalina is waiting for me. home. 'Twas so good to be young then, in the season of plenty, when the catfish were jumping as high as the sky. A time just for planting, and a time just for plowing. A time to be courting, courting a girl of your own. 'Twas so good to be young then, to be close to the earth, and to stand by your wife at the moment of.
Thank you. things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park,
things
like a kiss in the dark,
things
like a sailboat ride. What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. Memories are all I have to cling to.
Cling to.
And heartaches are the friends I'm talking to.
Talking to.
When I'm not thinking of just how much I loved you.
Love you.
But I'm thinking about the things we used to do.
Thinking of things.
Like a walk in the park. Like a kiss in the dark,
things.
Like a sailboat ride.
Yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. I still can hear the jukebox softly playing. Single sound, and there's nobody else around. Well, it's just me thinking of the things we used to do.
Thinking of things
like a walk in the park,
things
like a kiss in the dark,
things
like a sailboat ride.
Yeah, yeah.
What about the night we cried? Things like a lover's vow, things that we don't do now. Thinking about the things we used to do. All the friends I'm talking to. You got me thinking about the things we used to do.
Okay. Getting easier as we go along. Easy listening, easy. As we head on to the show, actually, the last set we did was a little more on the folky side. You know, we started with, let me turn this down. We All Go to the Moon. Crispian St. Peter's did You Were on My Mind. He also did Pied Piper. You might remember him. English guy. After that was the Four Preps doing 26 miles across the sea to Santa Catalina. You know, they were formerly the Crew Cuts, and they were also Ricky Nelson's backup band on four seasons of Ozzy and Harriet. Didn't know that, did you? The Four Preps. And after them were the Brothers Four, doing Green Leaves of Summer. That was for the film The Alamo, 1960. After that was Sandpipers doing Back on the Street Again. They were on A&M Records. They were signed by Herb Albert. They were produced by Tommy La Puma, and they had a big hit with Guantanamera, but I really like Back on the Street Again. And then we heard something that was a little out of context. It was from the 70s. It was a band from Scotland called Sutherland Brothers and Quiver doing something called Arms of Mary. They were on CBS, and I just thought it fit, so I played it. And let's see what else. And then after that, Bobby Darin did things like Walk in the Dark, like, you know, Walk in the Park, Kiss in the Dark. Bobby Darin doing Things, 1962, when he was still on ATCO. That was technically produced by Ahmet Erdogan, the president of Atlantic Records. And, of course, Bobby Darin had some big hits with Mack the Knife and Beyond the Sea. Okay, coming up next, Dalen Gray's A Little Swamp Pop. Everly Brothers doing a real good one, So Sad. Ricky Nelson, just mentioned him. This is a little more on the countryside, the next six songs. Warner Mack, Billy Walker, Johnny Burnett, a little rockabilly. All fit in what I think of as being kind of sunshine, power, folk, pop. You name it. You listen to it. Here we go.
We've got to stop and think it over.
Can what we feel be best in love?
and think it over before we break each other's heart. Will this love last forever, or someday cause us to fall? Us to fall.